On a beautiful Saturday morning, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years in the garden with Mr. John J. Harper. We've taken a lot of calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's get to some of these texts.
Hopefully they're texting because they're on their way to the garden center.
That's right.
Right? Don't do it while you drive, but...
Before you walk in.
Yeah.
411-923 is the text number. Is sedgehammer my only option for nut grass other than moving?
You stole my answer. Sedgehammer, which is also now called monument, and they keep coming up with kind of new generations of that product, but it depends on where your nut grass is. If it's in a lawn, if you have nut grass in a grass area, then yeah, kind of it is.
And he's asking that, so I'm assuming he's already tried it and he's not getting the results he wants.
And it's not going to kill it necessarily all in one treatment or in one season. So it depending on how severe your nut grass infestation is, it could take multiple applications. It could take multiple years to completely get rid of it. So it's one of those things you kind of have to be patient and keep battling. And, you know, typically what people tell me that have done it is it just starts shrinking it until you finally get rid of it. And it depends, again, on how bad you have it. And if you flood irrigate, you may continue to get it. A lot of our nut sedge comes in through the irrigation, the flood irrigation, through our watershed. If you go up on any of our creeks that feed our watershed, like Christopher Creek or Tano Creek or on the rim, there's nut sedge that's 3 feet, 4 feet tall, you know, in along those stream beds and edges of those lakes. So that seed is constantly getting into our runoff. And if you get water through, you know, one of the Salt River Project irrigation districts, you're just liable to keep getting some nut sedge seed.
Interesting. That is a problem. What I just heard is you and I need to invent a nut sedge controller.
Some type of, you know, pre-emergence. I'm not sure how effective pre-emergence are on nut sedge, but it might help too.
A 520 number, so Casa Grande-ish or south. Oh, Sean in Casa Grande ends it. Thank you. That's the one thing I don't say enough on the text. If you put your city or zip code, that really helps us on the text. You can be shooting in the dark a lot of times. I have an one-year-old lemon tree. How long do they take before the fruit starts to grow?
Well, citrus typically needs to be about 5 or 6 years old before it starts really producing. And again, even if you plant a 5 to 6 year old tree, it might take a couple of years after planting to get much of a crop. But so he's got a few years to wait if he's just got a 1 year old tree.
And then another 520 question on the text. What fruit trees need pollinators? That's a pretty good question.
Well,
that's a hard answer.
Well, technically, they all have to be pollinated.
Some are just self-pollinated.
Some self-pollinate, correct. So. Boy, to answer that question, so for instance, Satsuma plum is not self-fertile. It needs another Satsuma or a Santa Rosa. I honestly don't, without having that information in front of me, that's the only one that just absolutely comes to my mind. But they all need pollination. Mm-hmm. Some are self, what you want to look for on the tag or when you look it up is to see if it's self-fertile or self-pollinating. Or if it needs another, or if it needs a pollinator, which ones will pollinate? Because they have to basically bloom at the same time to help pollinate. So, great question. Just don't have at my disposal that you could certainly call. We have a book at the nursery. We can look up varieties, and we could tell you pretty easily. Might be available on the internet as well. But if that's something you're really interested in, come by or call into the nursery and tell us what varieties you're interested in. We could tell you if they need a pollinator and which variety would make the best pollinator for it.
And then Jacob in Litchfield Park, as sod has been laid down, so he's overseeded. How long before I need to fertilize?
Second mowing is what I generally recommend. So again, just like when you overseed, when that sod has knitted, and it starts growing, and it looks like it needs, it's at the height you would normally mow your lawn, mow it. And then, you know, when it grows again and you mow it the second time, generally that's a great time to then feed it.
And can I use the same fertilizer I have left over from my summer?
While it's still warm, you can, but there are some fertilizers once it gets colder that work better. Anything that has ammonium nitrate in it as a base nitrogen is going to be more effective in the colder weather. We sell a lot of Turf Royale or 21714 that has both ammoniacal and nitrate nitrogen, so it makes a great summer and winter fertilizer. So if you want to buy one for year-round, that's a good one.
Harper's Nursery is located at
2529 North Hayden Road, so just south of Thomas on Hayden in Scottsdale.
Open today?
Today till 5. You betcha.